Photos, San Antonio Socialists Mobilize Seniors to Protest Future ICE Facility. By Randy Clark on April 26, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, a group of nearly 100 protesters gathered outside a warehouse to rage against U.S. Customs and Immigration Service, ICE, plans to convert the property into a processing and detention facility. The Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, organized the protest, attended by a crowd of mostly senior citizens, who chanted along with speakers as they held signs critical of ICE. Breitbart, Texas observed the protest at the warehouse purchased in early February for more than $66 million. According to documents released by Bexar County officials, the buyer is listed as U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Washington, D.C. Some of the elderly protesters who were shuttled from a rally point to the future ICE facility by members of the San Antonio chapter of the PSL waved pre-printed signs, while others carried signs written in longhand on poster boards and cardboard. One elderly activist carried a sign that showed signs of having been altered to correct a misspelling of ICE that read "No ICS, No Warehouse Detention Centers." The sign had been hastily corrected to change ICS to "No ICES." Several protesters in the group wore the Palestinian kafia scarves, a common sight at other PSL protests in San Antonio. The group of mostly senior citizens protesters shouted along with the PSL chant leader to calls of ICE and raids, "We say no. Deportations have got to go." Another chant called for the destruction of walls in Palestine and at the U.S.-Mexico border. Saturday's protest is part of a greater effort by PSL and city leaders to keep the planned facility from opening. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones has asked newly confirmed DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen to reconsider the agency's plans. In a letter sent to Mullen earlier this month, Ortiz-Jones says, "My community is not interested in hosting an ICE processing facility." In the letter, Mayor Ortiz-Jones complained about a lack of information sharing between her office and ICE, adding, "Despite numerous attempts, neither my office nor the city staff have received formal notification regarding ICE's reported purchase and potential use of a 640,000-plus square foot warehouse located at 542 Southeast Loop 410 Access Road, San Antonio, Texas." The letter dated April 8, 2026, is the second sent to DHS regarding the plans to open the processing and detention center in San Antonio in recent months. In late February, Ortiz-Jones wrote to former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem expressing strong opposition to the proposed facility. The mayor requested a meeting to discuss the facility's impact on the city. Mayor Ortiz-Jones is joined in her opposition to the planned facility by Bexar County commissioners, who approved a resolution in early March voicing their concerns with a planned facility that has yet to open. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the purchase is part of an ICE detention and re-engineering plan that will expand capacity and speed deportation of criminal aliens. The initiative, according to an internal ICE memorandum, is aimed at fixing the immigration system's chronic failures that include overcrowding in current facilities, slow transfers, and deportation backlogs. According to the memo, published on the New Hampshire governor's website in February, the detention re-engineering plan includes the acquisition and renovation of 8 large-scale detention centers and 16 processing sites, as well as the acquisition of 10 existing turnkey facilities where ICE Earl already operates. According to the document, the estimated total cost to acquire the facilities and implement the plan is $38.3 billion. The funds are allocated to the agency through the One Big Beautiful Bill legislation. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.